Just days to go. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Voters head to the polls Tuesday in what President Biden calls a vital election to determine the direction of the country for at least a decade. He's on a multi-day campaign swing in the West to help get out the vote. One of the issues he's focusing on, student loan forgiveness.
President Biden says in these inflationary times, up to $20,000 in relief from student loans can be a game changer for families.
Life-changing for their families and for them.
The president says the Department of Education is days away from forgiving student loans for millions, but he is aware of the GOP naysayers.
Doing everything they can, including taking us to court to deny the relief.
Even as, the president says, some Republicans have availed themselves of it. Right now, an appeals court has put the program on hold, but people can still sign up. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump rallying voters yesterday in the firmly red state of Iowa.
And if we're going to make America great again, we first have to make America safe again. You can't walk down a sidewalk in Chicago, get hit over the head with a baseball bat from behind and say, gee, we live in a wonderful place.
Trump also telling the crowd to get ready that he would announce his plans for the 2024 presidential election soon. Retailers expect holiday sales to slow this year.
The National Retail Federation expects holiday sales growth will slow to a range of 6-8% compared with last year's 13.5% as rampant inflation takes a toll on holiday shoppers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky and Speaker Pelosi's husband Paul is out of the hospital after last week's attack by a man with a hammer. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Today's an important deadline for former President Trump and the January 6th committee.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has asked former President Trump to turn over important documents in response to a subpoena today. The committee voted unanimously back in October to subpoena the former president. Republican Wyoming Congresswoman and committee vice chair Liz Cheney said this week during an event in Cleveland that testimony with former President Trump would be under oath and potentially over multiple days.
I think that he has a legal obligation to testify, but that doesn't always carry weight with Donald Trump.
That courtesy of the City Club of Cleveland. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Homeowner in Indiana dies after a gunfight with two home invaders. The Owen County Sheriff's Office, southwest of Indianapolis, says deputies responded Wednesday night and found 39-year-old Gallardo Garcia Salinas outside injured. He died at the scene. The gunman escaped. Game 5 of the World Series wraps up in Philadelphia.
Here it comes. A bouncing ball to short. Pena's there. Steps into the floor. Astros take Game 5. In a thriller. 3-2 the final score. And 3-2 is the series as it goes back to Houston.
The game on Fox. Game 6 Saturday night. Apple makes a move to become less dependent on China. Bloomberg reports Apple's adding an iPhone 14 supplier in India. And Twitter reportedly told employees they'll find out in less than a day if they're on the layoff list. This is other tech companies announce layoffs. Ride-hailing company Lyft and payments company Stripe both say they're letting workers go. And Amazon says it will freeze hiring for months. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.